another installment of the Omnicare Clinical Nurse podcast series. Our goal is to touch on relevant topics that are common to the post-acute care setting. My name is Denise Generali, and I will be your host today. Also joining me on this podcast is Lydia Faz and Barbara McDonald. The clinical nursing team at Omnicare is comprised of mostly former post-acute directors of nursing, regional nurses, and infusion nurse specialists. We will be your subject matter experts for today's discussion. For today's topic, we will be discussing facility assessment of staff infusion education and competencies as it relates to infusion therapy. So let's jump right in. Lydia, let's start with you. Why is it important to assess levels of staff education and competency?
Possible benefits of ensuring staff competency include increased patient safety and quality of life, reduced liability for nurses as well as the facility, and increased confidence of referral sources. Determining and documenting competency is the responsibility of the licensed nurse's employer. Recent survey activity in several states has brought about the need to provide clarification on the importance of education and skills validation competencies for infusion practices within facilities. Survey teams are requesting facilities to provide proof of infusion education as well as proof of demonstrated competence in infusion therapy. Attendance at infusion therapy education programs is not enough to prove competency. For long-term care and skilled nursing facilities, Part 483, Section 70, Subsection E of the final regulations adds a facility assessment requirement. The assessment is intended to enable facilities to demonstrate the resources available and resources needed to competently care for its patient population. The final regulation requires periodic updates as patient populations shift, meaning the addition of a new clinical program may require the facility to make a modification to the assessment and overall plan to care for residents. Infusion therapy plays a vital role in the provision of care in high acuity skilled nursing facilities. Determining staff competency and infusion educational needs can be a daunting task for many long-term care facilities due to the complexity of infusion therapy.
Barbara, do you have any recommendations on the best way to begin a skills assessment?
I do. Number one, a great starting point of reference would be to ask the following questions. What types of referrals are you currently accepting? What types of referrals would you like to accept now but are unable to? Are there service niches that go unfulfilled because of staff competency or training deficits? Secondly, asking these questions will help focus a starting point for your staff assessment. Third, another option would be to allow your staff to perform a self-assessment. Create a list of necessary skills for your facility and allow your nurses to assess their own comfort level with this subject. Omnicare's suggested infusion education guide and suggested infusion competency guide can be adapted and used as a self-assessment tool as well. These guides are designed to assist facilities to identify infusion education needs and can be downloaded from OmniView. And fourth and lastly, the Infusion Knowledge Assessment Test, or ICAT, is a free exam that Omnicare offers within its e-learning portal. This is a 50-question randomized test designed to test a nurse's familiarity of infusion therapies, best practice, and general nursing knowledge.
Barbara, what types of skills need to be validated?
So Denise, some examples of skills that should be validated include medication administration, pump programming, vascular access device dressing changes, needleless connecting changes, management of midlines and central vascular access devices, and management of short peripheral catheters. The Infusion team has created 33 skills checklists to assist with competency validations. These tools can be used to document demonstrated competencies in a clinical setting. Once completed, the skills checklist should be signed and retained in the nurse's personnel file or education folder based on your organization's policy for retention of your personnel records.
Wow, that's great information, Barbara. Thank you. So, Lydia, where can someone find resources to help with this assessment?
Well, if you're an OmniCare customer, you can find Infusion Skills Checklists online in your OmniView portal. They are located in Section 12 of the OmniCare Nurses Infusion Manual for Long-Term Care Facilities. Some additional checklists include intravenous push medication administration, aseptic non-touch technique, or ANTT, hypodermolysis administration, preparation and administration of parenteral nutrition, along with many others. Using a skills checklist is a valuable way to validate nursing proficiency. OmniCare customers also have access to best-in-class infusion education programs, which are specially crafted to ensure the learner has the knowledge and skills to competently manage residents with infusion needs. OmniCare's infusion education programs are available via live, e-learning, and hybrid formats. In addition, infusion nurses are able to assist with education and competency assessment programs.
There's just so much to think about with all the information. Remember, as an OmniCare customer, you have all of the guidance you need within your OmniView portal.
That's right, Denise. If you are not sure how to access OmniView, you can reach out to us by email and we will be sure that you get the access you need. Or if you are not a current OmniCare customer, you can email us for more information. Please direct your questions to elearning@omnicare.com and we will be sure to connect you with the right person to get you the information you need.
Absolutely. Our goal is to help you provide the best possible care for your residents by providing the resources and education when and where you need them. That will wrap up today's discussion of facility assessment of staff infusion education and competencies. I'd like to thank Lydia and Barbara for joining us today and sharing your expertise and providing this valuable information. I'd also like to thank everyone joining us today for this podcast. We truly hope that you've learned something and look forward to having you tune in for additional podcasts in the future. If any of our listeners have questions regarding the information that we discussed today, please reach out to your OmniCare clinical nurse or account manager. If you are interested in or are not familiar with OmniCare's vast array of services, please contact us at elearning@omnicare.com. Have a great day.